This podcast is a member of WildGamesProductions.com and D20Radio.com.
Is being woken up now and brought down the hallway. Looks like there was he got hit in the back of the skull and fractured his skull, and that's how he died.
Do we know what time it is? Like how long we've been asleep?
Not probably a couple hours, maybe 3 or 4.
Okay, here's the plan. I have a potion of wereform. Someone's brave enough to swallow it. We can throw you into the room, and you can tear this imposter apart.
Well, how do we know that it's actually an imposter? This is weird. Whispering, it's trash. How do we know that it's actually an imposter? Like we?
How do you know?
We don't know.
Nobody knows. But this is an excellent opportunity to stop for the listeners to hang on until next week.
Da-da-da!
Oh. All
right, welcome back, folks. This is we're meeting again. They were outside. They found the dead body of Edward, and they were going to move on from there, and they were all planning on what to do as Galvin pulled out a potion. Continue.
Okay, here's a plan, guys.
Yeah, what's the plan?
I have a weird potion, and if someone's brave enough to drink it...
If someone's brave enough.
We can throw you into there with Edward, and you can tear him apart.
I'm not gonna try...
I volunteer Trask.
He'll eat, he'll drink anything.
He's like Mikey.
He likes it. Trask likes it.
Are we sure that he's the one that killed this guy? I mean, we can assume so, but...
Maybe we should just confront him, and then if we need to, one of us can drink the potion to beat him up.
Well, if the real Edward killed an evil clone, he wouldn't have rolled him up in a carpet and hit him under the floor.
No, agreed.
This place is crazy, though.
This whole world is crazy.
Yeah.
Nigel, when you did check his aura, right? And you didn't see anything at all?
Yeah, I'm unable to sense much of anything since the second moon appeared. Everything either appears as an aura I've never seen or has no color at all. I know not what to make of this.
Now, I can possibly... I have... augury prepared. I can try and contact St. Cuthbert and see if he can give us some guidance as to whether killing Edward would be beneficial or dangerous.
So go ahead and do it.
Well, it's going to be dangerous.
Perhaps we could also find out if we should go towards the Wishing Well or seek out the dragon.
How long does the spell last?
I think it's a number of questions, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I don't remember the exact...
Cleric casting an augury spell seeks to divine whether an action in the immediate future will be benefit or harmful to the party. The base chance for correctly divining the augury is 70% plus 1% for each level of the cleric casting the spell. Your referee will determine any adjustments due to the particular conditions of each augury.
So it's basically one question.
That's the impression I get. Yeah.
Well, we'll give you a roll, and you can ask your question, and we'll go from there.
All right.
But I have a feeling this is not one of those cast on the fly things. It's more like a ceremonial spell.
Right.
I would think, at least.
No, I think
the cast
right.
time is pretty long.
What's the casting time? That's a good question.
I'm almost sure it's two rounds because that's going to come up a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
Well, what you could do is you could place the stone back, drag the body into the other room, and then go into that room and cast a spell so at least no one will hear you.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be there in the middle of confronting him because it says within three turns, so before we even open
minutes,
his...
isn't it?
Yeah.
And before we even enter his room, I can do this spell and see...
Well, you guys think he's sleeping, so what's another 10 minutes going to be?
Yeah.
And, well, do we feel safe enough to sleep the night? Well, there's a dead body, never mind.
I didn't think you guys were going to sleep, but okay.
Well, perhaps a few of us should stand in the hall and guard while he casts his spell and communes with his god.
I'm using the dead guy as a pillow.
All right, I'll stand sleep with you provisions. With my two wands.
So how long is this spell going to take again?
10 minutes, about.
Oh, never mind. All right.
Why, are we going to go wreak havoc somewhere?
Well, no, not me.
Not at all. All right,
Delvin's going to go with Corbin and watch him do his little ceremony.
All right, Corbin
makes faces while he's doing it.
He lights a bunch of candles. He draws his symbols on the ground and on his body and whatever else. He puts his mask
on. Very white.
Oh yeah, baby! I'm going to get you a nice spell now. And, you know, he paints his face. He does whatever he has to do. About a half hour passes. He's ready to do it.
St. Cuthbert's, your most unworthy servant, asks your aid in determining our future. We are going to confront what might be some double for Edward, perhaps the source of this evil. Will our confrontation be to our benefit or to our doom?
Go ahead and roll.
54.
Okay, who's in the room with him?
Delphin.
Where's Trask?
Outside, using the dead guy as a pillow. Just kidding. He's standing guard with Galvin.
So Galvin, Nigel, and Trask are outside. Where's Regnor?
Outside.
And so the only one in the room with you is Delphin, who's brave enough.
I just wanted to see what was going on.
It's not like we're that far away. He can holler for us.
Well, let's see what happens here. Delphin, you fall over. And then, well, your character's under my control now, but... You see, his eyes are white, and he says, "I am St. Cuthbert. I am here to answer your prayers."
Well, this is going to be fun.
Yes, really. Oh, and you're like, huh? And you look around, and you see that Delphin is speaking to you, but there's like a three-spirit voice.
Mm-hmm. He must be on Skype.
Yes, he is on Skype at the moment. You guys hear this, and from the hallway you hear this creepy, loud voice.
St. Cuthbert, I bow before you, your humble servant, your agent for order.
You'll never get the book. We'll swallow your salt. No, I'm kidding.
Swallow this.
Dead by dawn.
Groovy.
I'm sorry. Ask your guidance. We are prepared to confront someone who may very well be an evil agent of chaos. Will this confrontation go well for our party or ill?
He says, "My most loyal servant, your best bet is to dispatch of the evil in the up room."
Ah. Is there any other guidance you could give us in this dark, dark hour?
No.
It'll cost you 350.
I shall do my utmost.
Goddamn Loch Ness Monster!
To
next time we
fulfill
come,
your wishes, as always, St. Cuthbert.
And it says, "Blessed be you." And he did. Delphin falls over.
Delphin just can't catch a break lately.
No.
Do I realize what went on?
No, you just see you're laying on the ground looking at the ceiling and Corbin's standing next to you looking at you.
Dang.
But you felt really good for a moment, like if you, but too good, like, ugh.
You need a cigarette right now, so.
No, not that good. Like a disgust, like a dirty, disgusting good.
Oh, okay.
No, he needs like a shower. It's more like it.
Wash the goodness off.
Yeah.
So I go back out and tell the party what I found out.
He's still wearing his Hibuki mask, so. Hey guys! Whoa!
St. Cuthbert indeed confirms that the imposter is an agent of evil and must be dispatched.
Let's go then, slit his throat then.
Aww. I didn't hear him say anything.
Your ears are not worthy of St. Cuthbert's words.
Really? Someone's lying.
How big is his door? Is it going to only allow one person at a time?
Yeah, it's like your door. Well, Trask and Delphi could probably run through for together. Because they're small.
Is anyone willing to try the wear potion?
What's it do?
It turns you into a wear something.
He doesn't know why, though.
I'm not even sure it would work on me.
Yeah, I'm not sure it would work on me either. I think elves are immune to blackened, being werewolves and stuff. But
well, I don't know how it works in AD&D, but I know in basic, Delphin and Trask and Ragnar would die eventually.
Oh, it's a potion, not the disease.
Hmm.
Delphin will try it. I mean, if you assure him that it won't kill him.
I think we should give it to
a little 3-foot werewolf.
I could guarantee anything. I could take a dump in a box and stop guaranteed on it if you want.
Well, I'm asking Gallon, not you.
Doesn't mean it's guaranteed. It's just a guaranteed piece of shit in the box.
Money back guarantee. Like, if I don't want it, I get my money back.
You give me the pubes.
The from best, my research, I give you these $20.
Best line from Tommy Boy.
From my research, do I know, am I confident that it's going to allow the person who imbibes it to turn back into their normal selves?
Oh, you're pretty confident that it'll probably in a couple minutes it'll revert back, yeah.
And that it's unlikely to hurt the any of my friends.
Hurt? What do you mean by hurt?
What do you mean by hurt?
I'm confident, guys, that it will last just a few minutes. And it might be the edge we need.
If you take the whole potion, it'll probably last a couple hours. One dosage would last a couple minutes.
Like,
I say the power.
I say we split it up between the dwarves and throw them in and shut the door.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I know, like, Trask would do it, but, like, I just know this can't end well.
We found it from Rupert, and, you know, we know how upstanding an individual he was, right?
Yeah, that he wasn't crazy or anything.
And his wand of resurrection has turned out to be not a resurrection.
A stick, just a stick.
Yeah. Okay.
Delphin will risk it. I mean, he'll do it. He's wanting to try it out. If you will,
yeah, like,
you know, if you give him assurances, cool. You know, even if they're not true. You know, he'll chug it and go.
Okay.
The two of you can do it. If you're going to chug the whole thing?
Well, you know, he tells me what he wants me to do. I mean, if he wants me to drink the whole thing, he will. But.
You could separate a dosage for him and for Trask if you want.
How many doses are in the bottle?
Six.
Wow. We could all take it.
Well, a dose is just like a sip is pretty much what it is.
it, you know, there are advantages to being a were creature. We will not be able. We won't be damaged by anything but silver or magic.
Well, that doesn't help us. He's a wizard.
Yeah. Well, you probably won't be able to cast spells either.
If you bite him enough, yeah, you won't be able to cast.
All right, who's taking it and who's not?
I'll take it.
I am not.
I don't think I would either.
That's up to
and
you.
And I don't think Ragnar would either. He doesn't like magic.
I think I'll be more effective being capable of using my wands, so I'm not going to take it.
So Delphin and Trask are taking it?
Yeah.
What are our assurances they won't attack us?
Well, let's throw them in there, and if they need help...
I'll tell you this, there's no assurance that you can control a were-creature.
Right, that's the point I'm making.
Oh.
So we'll go in when we hear, arr, arr, arr!
What if they turn out to be were-sharks or something?
That would be bad.
Pizza man.
Land shark.
Time Life Books.
You taking it?
Yeah.
You guys are still debating it.
I'm just waiting for them to nod ahead, and I'm ready to go.
Just lock us in.
Oh, wait. Can we open the door first?
He's probably not even in there.
All right, you.
And if he wakes up and asks what you're doing there, just tell him you had a bad dream.
all of us.
Yeah, everybody had a bad dream at once.
We had a dream we found a body rolled up in a rug.
Who's going to open the door? Oh, everybody goes silent. Oh, all right, Trask walks up and opens the door. you see a figure in bed and you hear...
Let's just go clobber him on the head. I mean, he's asleep.
And then you hear...
Oops.
I think the thief should go in and make sure it's him first.
Or the wizard has sleep apnea. I don't know.
We'll just wait for him to die.
Wait, I can blast him with my fireball wand first.
There you go.
And his bed will be on fire. It's perfect.
Do it.
Delphin nods. Do it.
I'm getting ready to cast silence.
Who's whistling?
It was Crispy's whistling the Scooby-Doo theme song.
Oh yeah, cast silence into the room.
I'm getting ready to cast silence right on his head.
All right.
And as soon as that goes off, I'm going to blast them with my with the one wand that I know does fireballs.
Wait. Okay. Best case scenario.
So this is like a timeout in the game. Like Trask goes timeout, and everybody freezes, and then
this
like
this guy really is evil, and we're doing the right thing. Worst case scenario, you cast silence. He gets woken up, and then he tries to plead for his life, but we can't hear him. And then you blow him to little bits.
And that's a problem because.
And then our one way of getting rid of the book.
We must confront him directly. This skullduggery is wrong.
Delphin's prodding Galvin on. Tell him to go. Ignore him. Go.
Okay. I'll listen to Delphin and I blast him.
I think we better run. There's going to come flooding out through the hall.
All right.
You checked out the area of effect of a fireball in first edition?
Yeah, it's like the slow motion run from the explosion.
No! Go ahead and roll 3d6.
Oh, gosh.
Trask is just walking. He puts sunglasses on in slow motion.
Okay. And eight.
He doesn't look back, though.
Eight. And roll a d4 now, please.
Two.
Okay.
You got to make sure you heft your axe over your shoulder when you're walking off, though.
Oh, yeah. He's just like, puts the sunglasses on, just kind of walks slowly, doesn't look back.
Well, you do hit him with this fireball that comes out of your wand. You also ignite various other things that were in the room that tend to explode and amplify the fireball.
Oh, boy.
Which blasts down the hallway where you're standing.
Yeah. Does it destroy the Book of Sorrows?
No, fortunately the Book of Sorrows is fine.
Oh, yeah, great. That's... Good thing my evil book's intact.
You all take 4 points of damage unless stupid you save cousin. For half.
Ooh, saving
throw. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I rolled a five. So, hooray me.
Those who made it get half the damage, and the rest of you take the full.
Is this versus breath weapon or spells?
Yes. Or is it wand?
I would go with wand.
Okay.
I still fail.
Yeah, I made it.
All right, so those take your appropriate damage as the crispy Trask. You've got your hair singed. Whoever got pretty much everybody's got singed.
Is my beard okay?
Yes, your beard's fine because you had your back to it. Basically, your back of your hair is gone. So.
Oh.
Dilfin's eyebrows are gone. His hair is all spiked up and black. He's just
wait. You still had one of those
shock surprise.
What's that?
Still had one of those dead foxes on your head, right? Wouldn't it have taken the brunt of the blast?
Actually, yeah.
My fox hat.
Now you no longer have your fox hat. It's just burnt fox.
No.
It smells like dead burnt fox.
Blackened fox, a Cajun specialty.
Smells better now, I imagine.
Oh, I am Trez. I'm going to destroy the Book of Sorrows.
That sounds a little more like... Pepe Le Pew or,
So Trask now smells, instead of smelling really bad from the foxes decaying, he just smells like barbecue now.
Jeez.
So is, Edward
burning?
Part two, burning, yeah.
You actually don't see anything in the room except some debris and burnt black.
Shoot another one in there!
Kick his ass.
Yeah, why not? Shoot another one in there. See what happens.
Just to be sure.
No.
Maybe three or four more.
Ragnar, I need you to go in there and make sure it's safe first.
Well, me? I've only got... if I had hit points, which I'm not claiming I do, because that would just be metagaming, I'd only have four left.
Corbin's going to walk in there and look for his copy of the Book of Sorrows.
It's right on the desk.
I walk in and grab it.
Well, as you pick it up, a hand slaps yours away from the book and says, "Don't touch my book."
Shoot another one!
Is he all messed up?
He's all messed up.
Battle damaged.
Yeah. His robes are burning off. Like, pieces of his face are now black, and instead of being the white-colored, peachy color he had, and his beard is falling off, and...
Can we see? I mean, I want to try to look at him, and see if there's anything about him that's not what it should be. I mean, trying to figure out what's making him look like Edward when he's not. I mean, we know he's not.
Well, possibly the fake skin and the fake beard that's falling off of him could make lead you to something.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
Like, what does he look like under those? Can we make out? Is he? I bet he's that scaly guy from the bar.
He has black skin or dark skin, and he has pointed ears.
Ah!
You know, I've known... I knew it's... And So, the only person who's in the room...
Is Corbin.
Is Corbin?
Yes.
Can...
Corbin, you recognize his eyes when you start looking at him more in the light.
You should probably bash his face in. Like, that's a good idea.
Just saying.
Bash
his face in.
You've seen those eyes before as he's pulling off the pieces of skin.
I do. I raise my mace and try and finish this guy off.
Oh man, I can't wait to kill this asshole.
Again.
Yeah.
Well, if I see Corbin attacking him, I will draw my sword and leap to his side.
He's like, "You fool! You couldn't just left enough alone."
All right.
So do we hear him go?
Yes.
Okay. Trask is going to run in the room with all his axe.
Right. We need to know. Okay, the Corbin's going. He's there, so he's going to attack. Everyone else is going to be running into the room, so you can either run into the room to get in position or charge attack.
I'm going to charge attack.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
And I'm shouting out as I'm lifting my footman's mace over my head. The damn drow is back. St. Cuthbert.
Delnock!
St. Cuthbert, guide my mace. 17.
Well, we don't roll just yet. Thanks for the enthusiasm. Try again.
I'm keeping the 17.
Are you now? Sure thing, DM.
Delphin's going to move in behind Crispy. He's not going to be charging, but he's going to follow in behind him as he goes in.
All right, roll your initiative. I got a 4.
I got a 2.
All right, you guys go first. Everybody that was charge attacking, go ahead and roll and tell me what you get.
11.
You missed.
I got an 8.
You missed.
So that would make it 10 plus 2, and then... So, 11 as well.
You missed. Ragnar?
Ragnar is out in the hallway drinking rum to try to make the pain go away, because he's almost dead.
Okay. Delphin moves into position. Galvin?
I'm running into the room, too.
Are you just, like, running and going to stab him with the wand, or...?
Well, if I have a chance, I'll try to shoot him with the other wand, the mystery wand that I know not what will happen.
Oh, good.
I'm not sure if I feel better about that or the fireball.
Yeah.
Roll percentile.
Why don't you just draw some cards while he's at it, Delphin?
I'll just start flipping cards at everybody.
Roll percentile, my friend.
Oh, man.
79.
All right. Roll 3d10.
Oh, dear.
3d10?
Yes.
Oh, I got a 4, a 4, and an 8.
16.
All right, so let me just see here. X, 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 cone. Corbin. Okay, Corbin and Nigel roll versus wands, as well as the Mr. Telnok.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Not working for him either.
All right, I've got a 15, so I got it.
Okay, you see Galvin runs into the room, pulls out his mystery wand, and he goes, "Rah!" And you see like these giant rocks come flying out of the wand.
Rocks fall, everyone dies.
And everybody in the way, thus who didn't save, will take 16 points of damage.
Yeah, there's no coming back. God.
Oh, crap.
Who's
as
dead?
These big, giant boulders just boom! Impound the half... Well, not the halfling. The drow right into the wall.
And you take it back. I'm at -8.
And you hear a smash.
Yeah.
And Corbin takes half.
Whoa.
Round up or round down?
Round down,
we'll
please.
Just be 8.
Okay.
Wamp, wamp. Wamp, wamp. Your paladin is now down. Wamp, wamp.
Paladin is about to die.
Paladin is about to die.
You must construct additional pylons.
Your minions are hungry.
Elf wizard, cast a spell!
Ragnar's out of spells until he prays again. So Ragnar will go in and try to take care of his wounds if he.
What did you waste all your spells on?
I healed a couple of people and cast Bless when we were. We haven't rested yet since we fought the big armor guy. Used up all of my spells on him.
Oh, see, I thought we did after making potions and.
You guys started to rest,
only
but
for a couple hours.
You still have to pray when you wake up.
So Nigel's on the ground. The dark elf is dead.
Well, he's into the wall.
We don't know if he's dead.
Oh, okay.
I have.
Is Galvin there, standing with a blank look on his face?
He's like,
he made a. I'm gonna dig through his pockets and pull out. He made a potion last night of healing and pour it down Nigel's throat.
Well, I didn't make one. I identified one of the potions we already had as a healing potion. So,
all right. Well, I'll steal that and give it to him.
Okay. Nigel, you're at zero.
All right. That works.
How big is the boulder?
Oh, 5x5.
Can we see any of, like, Talnok's limbs sticking out from it?
Yes.
Oh, take the shoes off! And just click the heels together 3 times.
There's other various boulders that size, too, across the room now as well.
Is the book still open? Like, available?
The book is still there on the table, correct.
I grab it real quick and put it in my satchel.
Okay.
And I say, Trask, keep an eye. If he moves, sever the limb as I go to cast a healing spell on the fallen paladin.
Okay.
I'm going to... Like, well, what I wanted to do was maybe get the boulder off of him and then cave his skull in. Or...
I'll rescue him so I can kill him!
Not rescue him, like, if we all take a limb so he can't get away, or move, and then just line up a shot like you're chopping kindling.
You could try to move the boulder if you want.
Or I could just chop his arm off and have him bleed out.
That'd work.
Is the arm moving? I mean, is the hand moving?
No.
Can we check for a pulse?
Nigel, I healed you for 8 points.
Whoa, cool, thanks.
Okay, you check his limb, and you don't feel a pulse.
If you cut it off and blood comes out, you'll know for sure that he has a pulse.
Yeah.
Oy.
Well, you guys thought you killed him before, right?
Well, we did.
Now you want to make sure this time.
We left him to be hung.
Oh, that's right.
I thought we stabbed him in the back. And killed him.
No, Corbin wouldn't let you kill him.
I thought we watched him be...
No.
We didn't stay there.
You never stayed. You left.
All right. Well, I'm gonna heal myself real quick.
Ooh.
7 points.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wanna kill this guy.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to chop off his arms and legs. Like, how much of an arm is sticking out?
A couple, maybe like a foot.
A foot?
Yeah.
On an arm?
Yeah.
That's about halfway up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to line up a shot and with my axe and just kind of chop off his arms and legs.
I don't know if your paladin and your cleric are going to allow that. Well, maybe not the cleric, but the paladin...
I'm semi-conscious.
Yeah, all right.
Just coming out of it.
Now, I mean, Cuthbert told me that we needed to kill this guy, and the authorities have shown themselves unable to handle him. Therefore, as far as I'm concerned, it's our duty to put this guy down.
And he murdered and impostered the person that he killed, the real Edward. And he's also in possession of an evil artifact.
Yeah, but you're also looking upon the desecration now of someone being dead. That's why I think that your cleric and paladin would question that.
I don't know that he's dead.
Yeah, we don't know if he's dead or not. We thought he was... He was going to die before, but he got away.
Right, you never killed him. You just left him to justice, and he got away.
Well, justice failed last time.
Yep.
All right, you cut his arm.
Remember, we thought he had died in the first dungeon we were in. We fought him, and he collapsed, and we thought he was dead then.
And he snuck out through the trap door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, so you cut his arm off, and you see blood splatter onto the ground.
Then we got to chop off the other one.
And you chop off that one, and blood splatters to the ground.
And I'll chop off his legs.
And, you only see some feet below, but...
If he does survive this, he's not going to be able to move very fast or cast spells. So.
I'm starting to feel kind of creepy about this.
Is Trask's brother in here?
Trask is like Evil Dead 2 with the chainsaw and the head in the shed.
Ragnar's outside trying not to die from...
Hey, there's something on your face. What?
Belfin's going to go get Trash's brother and bring him in there and show him what's going on.
He drags
him. I hit him again.
God. Oh, my God. They're all crazy.
While this is going on, I'm going to step out and I'll go ahead and give Regnar my last healing.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
So, let's roll high, roll high. Oh, sorry, only 3 points.
Oh, that's plenty. Right, he's only got 8 hit points when he's fully healed anyway.
All right.
So, thank you.
Sure.
So, I say we get out of here and burn the house behind us.
Wait, guys. Did we ever find out where the dragon is?
No, but maybe the Elf Maiden can tell us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Elf Maiden.
We definitely need to spend the night, though.
I don't think we can burn this place down. We have at least 2 people we've left in the jail cells, and we don't know who else may be here.
Yeah, that's true.
Now that the imposter is dead, maybe we can go through Edward's notes if any of it's still around and see if we can figure out what was really going on. I mean, maybe he does have some way to destroy the book.
Then I hope the notes were in his bedroom.
Didn't want to tell us or something.
If there's really a wishing well down there, why don't we just wish for a resurrection?
But it was the imposter that told us that. I mean, he might have just been like setting us up to like.
I kind of like your plan from earlier before. Just open a dimension, just throw the book in and close it. Let someone else worry about it.
Ends up at a border
well,
somewhere.
That's all done.
We go back to the our world with the sun, and it's there.
Ah.
Well, it would be pretty. Like terrible if we opened up a dimension door and it opened up to like an alternate dimension where there were alternate us's throwing a couple of books of sorrow through the door. And then we just treat it. It would be like don't
So you guys gonna leave the mansion now?
I say we rest before we go anywhere. You guys are beat up.
Yeah.
And no spells.
And who knows what's back in the town again.
Spells. All right, so you guys take an 8-hour rest.
Let's go tear down that frickin' gong while we're here.
I don't want to mess with another one of those statues.
Yeah. That was pretty hardcore. Yeah, whatever.
Yes, and after our last discussion on RFI, we found that the elves do sleep like normal people.
Yep, I listened. I don't know where I got that. I guess it was second edition where I got to.
That's actually an optional rule in second edition, we found out, too.
Yeah.
But we'll continue along how we've been doing it just to keep it linear. So you guys rest. You guys get your spells back. What are you guys changing your spell lineups or anything?
Nope, same right. Ones for Ragnar.
Are
you going to ask St. Cuthbert another message? Or?
Well, the hoggery turned out to be pretty useful. I think I may keep that.
Okay.
Let me heal.
I wish somebody else would have been there and told me what happened. I would just play that up so much.
Okay. Alright, so you wake up the next morning refreshed, everybody gets their spells, and you're already going to leave now, or what?
Do we get any health back over that?
2 hit points.
Woohoo!
Everybody gets back 2 from a nice solid...
Max out!
A nice solid bed rest.
Is everyone good, or do you need a healing?
I'm down 2, right. But I'm good. I have 26 now.
Before we leave, I kind of want to peek at the body and see if the...
It's the boulder's still there. The limbs are still on the ground with the dried blood.
Maybe we should burn them just to be sure.
And I apologize to Nigel and Corbin about the boulders, and I didn't mean to almost kill you guys. I promise.
As I said, every item we find in this world is insane.
Sadly, Sir Paladin, that came from our world. Galvin, I appreciate having been with you for a while. You would never do such a thing on purpose, and it was your reach exceeding your grasp, perhaps.
Well, you're very gracious. Thank you.
Okay, so you guys going to look around, or are you going to leave, or what?
I still think we should burn this place to the ground.
I
agree.
Trask, you examined that pedestal, is that right?
Yeah, you did. Was it me?
Yeah, you and Ragnar actually were looking at it.
Yeah.
Did you check for any kind of hidden doors, any hidden compartments, anything like that?
No.
No.
I'm just thinking if this indeed was where the book was placed, if we could trust that evil elf Telnok about such information, maybe there is some secret hidden within it.
But it seems that every time we stand off against Telnok, we end up in some strange parallel dimension with the symbol of Asmodeus around.
That's a good idea, though. Let's check to see if there's anything in that altar.
Okay. Are you going to have any particular person search, or just everybody's just going to start looking at it, touching it?
Putting an axe through it.
Yeah.
I guess if we all search and see if we can find anything.
All right.
That'll at least improve our odds.
I guess everybody roll d6 then.
4.
4.
Anybody one. Get? Who got a 1?
I got a 6.
Cuthbert, or sorry, Corbin got
Saint,
a 1.
Saint Cuthbert got a 1.
I got a 1 also.
I got a 6.
Andy, you find a little indentation in it, which you could push in, it seems like.
I ask our fair thief if he could check for traps.
Not a good thief, just a fair thief.
Who, me? You want me to do something for you? I'll absolutely do it. What do you want me to do?
Just check to make sure that this contraption is not trapped.
Okay.
I heard my name. What?
That was... Are you playing?
Delphin is going to...
I was being talked at.
For traps and try to do a really good job because he doesn't want the cleric to get hurt. And my check is 33.
Okay. You find that it is not trapped. It was just kind of like there to disguise someone. We couldn't figure out what you're supposed to do, but you could just push on it, and it looks like it opened something.
He motions every back and says, "All right, I'm going to open it up." And he pushes it.
The top part of it slides open, and it looks like there's a slot for the book that's empty.
Maybe it's a copy machine. You put the book in there, and you close the door, and another one appears on the pedestal.
Yeah, let's not find out.
I'm afraid if we put the book on here and, like, close it, it's going to, like, lower itself, and then the hell portal's going to open, and we'll have to fight another statue of Asmodeus.
Or it could just be a storage, you know, and only pulled out, put on the pedestal when it's in use.
But like,
well, there's only one way to be sure there's nothing else in here. We've got to break it open.
Okay.
Galvin, did the instructions for open up a portal I say anything about using that part of the pedestal?
I'll remember back to the steps that I read, and is the pedestal necessary?
The pedestal is necessary for the ceremony, yes.
Well, if we do, maybe we should keep it undamaged because we do need it if we choose to open a portal.
All right, then.
Okay, so what I'm wondering is why did Tal not come here? Like,
he wanted to get another copy of the book.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. But, like, I thought we had the book.
Yeah, so he didn't have it.
Maybe we're in an alternate dimension and they're like.
Yeah, like, why is there a second one?
Some weird stuff.
And who was the real Edward?
I still have that journal that Edward wrote in. Can I remember who Edward was from what I read?
In the journal?
Yeah. Or it's mostly about his attempts to destroy the book.
That's mostly what it was about.
Yeah.
Did he ever mention anything about a dragon in there?
Yes.
Like location or anything?
The top of the mountain.
Oh, well, there you go, guys.
There you go.
The mountain behind us? Or where we're headed?
Above us?
You can. Well, I said you can go up further up the mountain, or you can stay in the town, and you guys went into town, so.
All right. I think the dragon's the way to go.
We're going to talk to the elf main first, right, though?
Yeah, I think that was the plan.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there is a real wishing well, Rupert... Or not Rupert, sorry. Wrong crazy old man. Edward appeared to only be dead for like a week or so.
All right. To the elf maid, I mean wishing well.
All right, so you leave and you head outside to your familiar moons, still glaring down on you, and you still see the gypsy tents down. And you see, once you get into the camp area, you see Miel comes up to you immediately. My friend, you are back. And you get my message, Andy?
No, I haven't.
I see you're back, my friends. Glad you can join us. We have some fresh wine and some fresh ale for you.
You know,
we just cooked supper. Sit down and have some roast.
Sorry, Vince, it's not... Where exactly do I find it?
Look under recent.
All right.
And it should be there, like, with a little orange dot next to it. Okay. Do you see it now?
No, I'm only seeing the conversation we've been having.
On the left, where it says contacts and recent.
Well,
click the recent.
Remember, I'm on the Mac, so.
Oh, I don't know what that one looks like.
Yeah.
Can you see a list of names on the left-hand side?
Nope.
All you see is the conversation that we're in?
Yep. Sorry, guys.
No problem.
Is there a little arrow, like, thing with,
Here we go.
Towards the left?
I just found events.
Okay, good. Now, what were you saying, Crispy?
Oh, I was going to ask if maybe he had it just so, like, the conversation showed up, because you can hide your sidebar with your contacts and stuff.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, we're out now talking to this... strange elf. Is there a chance to have a somewhat private conversation?
Yes. He says, if you'd like to speak in private, I have a tent right over here we can go into.
As soon as I'm fairly sure we're private, I let everyone know. I pull out the two books from my satchel, and as everyone can now see, the... original book indeed looks the same, but the second book now looks different. It's smaller, it's brown, and as I rifle through it, it's only a cookbook.
It's the recipes of the devil. Ah.
The illusionist tricked us again, my friends.
Is there anything good in there?
I hand it to Regnar.
Ah, a meat pie, or perhaps a dumpling. All right, Regnar has.
Okay. He says, what can I do for you? I've never seen such a nice cookbook in my life.
Wait, what? Where's my brother? Have you seen Trask?
No, probably no one has.
No one? I probably fell down a hole, that little man. I'll go find him. And Ragnar leaves looking for him, paging through the cookbook as he goes.
What about the rest of you guys? Hello?
Dolphin pokes Galvin. Kinda. He's trying to get him to ask about the Elf Maiden.
I'll bet Trask's with the Elf Maiden. Says Ragnar as he's leaving.
Trask, you feel something going down the back of your spine as if someone was talking ill of you.
He has a thought of he knows who it might be, and he thinks to himself, oh, I'm gonna show him who's short.
So what
Trask, he starts yelling walking through the camp, did you fall in the well? Were you so small that you couldn't?
What are my two paladin and cleric doing now?
Just trying to figure out what's going on.
Right, Ragnar just starts like poking his head into tents, you know, and says, Trask, are you in here? No matter who's in there, you know, like people getting it on or whatever, you know.
People scream, now complete chaos is going on in the village now.
Goes in and looks under their beds and stuff, you know, and looks in their cupboards.
Why would Trask be in the cupboards?
Is there any tent with people coming out, yelling, you know, in jubilation about something that, like, when we left last time, there was people just coming out of a tent saying, oh, I got my whatever it was, you know.
Yeah, people come running out of the tents and everything, but not in that way.
Oh, okay.
Is someone eating their microphone?
I'm sorry. I was moving my microphone around. I apologize.
Oh, okay. What happened to Corbin?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. He became deathly silent when he found out the book was a cookbook.
But we have
both.
Confused.
So is one a cookbook and one is the book?
Yeah, one was obviously an illusion or a prop too or whatever.
He's probably just trying to swap it with ours so he could have that one.
Oh, I need to put that on my character sheet. Cookbook of Sarpus.
Don't eat what you make or you'll be sorry.
All of these things use habanero peppers, huh?
My new friend, I'm not sure what you want me to do with this book that you found.
Wait, is he looking at our Book of Sorrows?
Yeah, because Corbin put it on the table in front of him.
I don't think we want you to do anything with this book.
And I say, this book here, and I grab it and put it in my satchel. No, I meant the cookbook. I wanted to find out if you knew anything about any of these recipes.
Well, he takes the book from Regnar, and he looks at it, and he's just like, oh, yes, I know some of these recipes. There's one for a nice meat pie, and there's a nice stew here, a casserole.
You can't have my cookbook. And he grabs it away.
Inunabe.
I was wondering if you could... You were going to introduce us to your sister last time we met, and I think we're ready to...
Oh, yes. Follow me. And he sashays out of the tent. And he brings you... You all going to follow him, I assume?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You all follow him across the village, and as Ragnar is going from tent to tent, ripping things out and throwing things, looking for his brother along the way. He brings you to the tent. He goes, yes, this is the tent of my sister. One at a time may go in.
Is Ragnar anywhere near that tent at the moment?
No.
Ah, darn.
Yes, one at a time. One at a time, my friend.
Duffin looks at Galvin. You gonna go?
Boom. Sure.
I ask the elf, I say, what can we expect?
Go in and you'll find out.
I do not like the mystery.
Well, Galvin walks in.
All right.
And Galvin, you see really, sorry, a lavishly built, well, I shouldn't say built, lavishly decorated room.
Lavishly built Elfmaid.
Yes. Decorated
my,
room.
My, what big arms you have.
Huge tracts of land.
Land. High five.
You see a woman sitting behind a what looks like a table, and you see next to her is this very small well. It probably looks as big as a cup could fit into it.
Huh. That's kind of underwhelming.
She's not bad looking.
I will introduce myself, and in Elvish, though, it's when I speak in Elvish, it's as if I've never actually spoken to a real elf. It's as if I learned it from a book, and it's, you know, horrible.
It sounds like you were picking up the Traveler's Guide to Spanish, and you're trying to say it out of the book.
Yeah, basically. Me amo... yes, my name is Galvin, and I understand that you have a wishing well.
She says, yes, sit down.
Okay, I sit.
And she says, this is the well next to me. She places a coin in front of you, a silver coin. She says, drop it in there and you should get something that you desire.
And I wink at her and say, I think I found... No, I'm kidding.
Oh, jeez.
Bow, chicken, bow, wow.
I examine the coin first. What's it look like?
It's a plain silver coin.
Does this sound like that Looney Tunes movie with Daffy Duck and the Wishing Well?
I don't know what you're thinking of that.
Okay. Okay, I pick up the coin and I drop it in.
Okay. And she says, just wait a moment. And you wait, and you wait, and it seems like forever. And up from...
The door closes.
Yes, the door closes.
Sorry, I was getting the dog out of the room.
Okay.
The way is shut.
Yeah. Up from the well comes a staff.
Swing!
I'll say...
It's a golden-colored staff. It looks like the one that you had lost.
Oh, wow. And can I reach out and grab it?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
Okay, well, I thank you, Elf Maiden. May I ask your name?
No, now leave.
Okay. And I take the staff and I...
Now, how are you coming out of the tent now? Are you coming out all celebrated, defeated?
Looking rejected.
All right, he's coming out looking rejected, but in the sense kind of happy.
Yeah.
Who's going in there?
I'll hold the door open for him and then slip in behind him.
So, all right, Delphin goes in. You see the same situation. She says, she hands you the silver coin. She says, drop it in the well and you'll get what you deserve.
I get what I deserve?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He looks at the coin and then he just kind of flips it into the water.
You didn't learn from the cards, I see.
I guess not.
Absolutely not. Never. But you notice he hadn't pulled any cards out.
And you wait and wait and wait and nothing really seems to happen.
Oh.
I guess I don't deserve anything.
I guess not. You do walk out of the tent, and when you walk out of the tent, everything seems back to normal to you.
Okay. Oh, I grew up?
Yeah, you grew up.
Woohoo!
Anyone else going in?
I'll go.
Okay. You walk in, you see the beautiful elf maiden in there, and she does the same thing with the silver coin, and she says, you place it in the well, and you get what you deserve.
All right.
You flip it in, and you wait and wait. It seems like forever. And a ring pops up out of the well, lands on the table.
I examine it. Does it have an evil aura?
No, not at all. It's actually, it says invisibility on the inside.
Oh, he got mine!
Yeah.
I'll pick it up, bow, and leave the tent.
Okay. Is Ragnar going in?
I suppose I'll go. He enters the tent.
Okay, she hands you the silver coin and says the same spiel and wonders what you're going to do.
Well, I probably deserve a good spanking, but I'm actually here to see if you know where my brother is. Have you seen him? Did he come to see you?
No, she doesn't know what she's talking about. You're talking about.
Well, all right then.
Girl does not know what she is talking about.
So you flip the coin in?
Have a good day then, he says, and he flips the coin into the cup and turns to leave.
She says, wait, don't you want what you deserve?
Probably not.
Also, you hear, ow! And you see a Trask head pop out of the well.
Oh, Trask, what are you doing in there?
And you Trask.
I was guarding the Dark Elf's bloody body. What is
You're tiny, but you're not that tiny. And Ragnar grabs his head and starts yanking on it, trying to pull it.
Don't pull on me head!
Well, you're stuck in there, you silly man.
Grabs and you yank him out. And
I am not drinking out of that well.
Anyone else going in, or...?
Delphin's trying to convince them all to go.
There's two of us here at the same time.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put the ring on.
You're invisible.
Cool. Not exactly the perfect item for a paladin, but hey, I'll make use of it.
I'm kind of torn because I don't know how role-playing this would work. On the one hand, I don't think Corbin would be at all worried about getting what he deserves in terms of a trick, but I think he would be somewhat suspicious of free gifts from suspicious characters.
True.
I mean, he's already passed up on one magic item, so I think he'll take a pass again.
Oh, come on, Corbin.
As much as it kills me.
Cuthbert will protect you and get you what you deserve. You should go.
Yeah.
Maybe the dragon will pop out.
If Cuthbert doesn't want you to have what she's given, then he won't let you get it. Come on.
Well, the paladin did go, who Corbin has a great deal of respect for. As a fellow soldier of the light. Okay, I'll go ahead and go in.
You walk in, you see the same situation, and she puts down a gold coin on there and says, flick it into the well.
To what purpose, my lady? What's,
You're making a wish.
I get to wish for anything?
Well, you get what you deserve.
I get what I deserve.
And she says it with a smirk.
Maybe she'll get that stick out of your ass.
You hear that from outside.
What you call a stick, my friend, I call the doctrine of St. Cuthbert's. All right. I look at her and I say, I have led my entire life, never being afraid of what I deserve. I am willing to face up to my errors and take pride in my work. And I flick the coin into the well.
You flick the coin into the well, and it seems like you wait forever, and then... I don't know. You gotta wait till next week to find out what happens. Goodbye.
You have been listening to The Quest for the Book of Sorrows. If you have any questions or comments, please visit the cast at rfipodcast.com. Follow the cast on Twitter at rfipodcast or at facebook.com/rfipodcast. Join us next time for The Quest for the Book of Sorrows.